Hello, Tigers. Welcome to So Odd with Scuzz. I'm Scuzz, and this episode is brought to you by Wisdom App. So we got a lot of listeners asking us questions there. So I'm here to answer them. This is Scuzz. Ask me anything portion of So Odd with Scuzz. It's a weird episode title, but okay, let's do it. Mindful Monday asks, describe your idea of a perfect day. For me, a perfect day is the day I'm about to die. And I imagine if I am gonna die, I would be 80 to 90 years old. I'm painting in a lavender field and a wind whips in and I'm just like, it's your time to die. And I'm just like, whoops, whoops, whoops. I have just one stroke left of a paint. And I finish it, and when I'm about to just sleep in the meadow, I die. For me, that's how I'm gonna die. You'll never be content unless you really live. And I personally think I've lived a very content life. So I'm not afraid to die as an artist. I don't regret or reject death, but I would like to live most of my life doing what I'm called to do, to be creative. Number two, are we being good ancestors? That's a very deep question from an anonymous user. I would like to say yes, because before, during the ancient time, we were survival of the fittest, and now we could thrive and we could pass on our lineage of legacy to our friends, our family, to anyone we know. And it goes back to teaching and being able to make decisions for yourself. So I would say, if you want to be a good ancestor, if we want to be a good ancestor, you have to teach good values to other people around you. An anonymous user asks, what's your dream vacation? A dream vacation for me is a honeymoon. I honestly like to solo travel myself. I'm an ambivert, but I think it's very important that you choose your partner wisely. I'm single by now by choice, but for me, the reason I say this is because even if you have the best vacation of your life, but you could still have problems with you. You could still think of your problems. You can't escape your problems, even if you wanted it to. And I just started to realize, whenever I think I'm being restless or am I ever gonna be enough? I don't know what I'm feeling at. I just start to realize it's so nice to also lean on somebody and just rest my shoulders and just be able to think less. Because if I have time to think less, I could have also time now to be flirty and enjoy myself with my partner. And I just realized that's what I want in a vacation. I just realized a vacation doesn't have to be a place. It could also be just spending time with your loved ones around you and knowing that they are good people for you. An anonymous user again asks, what's the best piece of advice you never got? The best piece of advice I never got, but I think a lot of people are going to go through it though, is gotta trust your gut, like your inner stomach. It's your sixth sense, and you will go through a lot of times wondering of superficial logic of like, how come I have sweaty palms? How come I'm thinking of the worst when I really don't know yet what's to come? You also start to have this weird anxiety feeling of loss of breath, and you just can't mark the spot of what's going on. Just trust your gut. Just build your intuition and start to also listen to yourself, because a lot of artists are gonna go through stage being nervous and sweaty palms, but you won't feel the dire need of like something's wrong, and you'd usually start to sense that right away even before it happens. So when those stuff happens, just trust your gut. Gotta survive, be in the arena, but don't dab. That's the thing. Wisdom Wednesday asks, when you feel most creative, what are you doing? Where are you? And what time is it? I am most creative when I am chaotic before bed. I'm usually just thought of an idea. I probably also had a nap and I just had the most vivid dreams of my life of a barracuda girl, and she turns into a cat, and then she turns into a snake, and then she turns back into a barracuda, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, when I wake up, was that Mufasa or was that Medusa? And you know, the fact that it rhymes, I just thought, okay, this doesn't make sense. But a lot of creative artists, this is how they think. They laugh at themselves. And I would like to say, when I'm done feeling frustrated or laughing at myself, I'm good to go back to bed. That's how I live most of my life. Just wake up, creative, sleep, creative, okay. And then maybe look at more Keanu Reeves pictures. He's an inspiration. Another question, name the one place on earth you're most thankful you've seen and why. I'm very grateful that I've got to spend a lot of time being in a third world country in the Philippines and even thriving as an artist. I notice a lot of people won't be an artist in my country because it's more practical to be a nurse. The thing that I got to see was my friend cried because she gave her leftover food to a kid. And we were still in the restaurant this time, and she cried as she saw the kid sharing that little leftover pouch with her brothers and sisters in a tree. And we got to see the livelihood, and we're even fortunate enough to be in a middle class. We have good families, and we also have just good professions. But the reason why I'm thankful about it is because I wish to tell people how much we want to represent back our country for the kindness it has shown to us. How a lot of people from the poor actually are not afraid to share what they have, even if whatever rank you think you are very smart, dependable, and they care for their family a lot. So that's one thing that I'm very thankful I've seen, because I would like to carry it down as well, kindness. Okay, another anonymous question is, what have you worked on lately that gives you purpose? I am recently working on an animation for a Filipino ancient civilization where there's pirates, treasures, more treasures, and more curses, and unique way of seeing, well, we could sell you as slaves if you don't do the work. And I'm just like, oh, this is dark, this is threatening, but at the same time, there's actually a lesson behind things during the previous times. I'm so stoked to work on it more. Mindful Monday asked again. Thank you so much for asking so many questions, Mindful Monday. Think of someone you love and say why. I remember my aunt telling me, someone will love you, for sure. But then, no one is going to compare their love to God. And I was kind of like, oh, that's deep. I'm spiritual myself. I have so many of my family members and friends that have different religions. Some are atheists, some are... it's all over the place. But in connection to that is, I just realize sometimes what I think I know is the best, sometimes it's really just another phase in my life, because I realize God will always provide to me the best love of all, that I feel like I can't just give up on my life because God's there. So Mindful Monday asks again, what scares you and describe your spookiest moment? It scares me to cry in front of other people, for sure. But I definitely had my phase of, I wouldn't say clinically depressed. I've had a phase of being depressed. And I just went through that moment where I felt like, okay, I probably am dead. But then my friends came over to my room. They knock on my door and just like, open up, we're here. And they don't know where my house is. They just showed up, and I just incredibly happy that they were there for me. So thank you so much to Lynn and Esther. I shout out to you guys, because I still I love them. I love them. They're sweet, amazing friends of mine. Last question that I'm going to answer, guys, is what do you wish to be remembered for? By an anonymous user. Honestly, I appreciate all of these anonymous users because it takes a lot of guts just to ask a question yourself. And I would like to say, I would like to be remembered for as an artist, as an animator, because honestly, it's a tiring thing to do. But it's really fulfilling that you try your best to be there for other people, to showcase your work, not just for kids, but to a mature audience, the things you've already learned in life and representing your community, your culture, putting it out there to the world. It takes guts. And I'm very grateful that these questions are popping up because in any way you can, if you want me to answer them, guys, I appreciate it so much. And just having the guts, again, to roar your inner voice, not just your ego, but your inner voice telling you a healthier perspective that you could do it. It makes me happy that there's already users starting it out. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for listening to me. I was really surprised that there's a lot of questions in Wisdom App. And if you want to hear more of those answers up, you can go to Wisdom App and look at the link in the show notes below. And you could ask me more questions there. Or reach out to me in So Odd with Scuzz. We love to listen to all the memos, memes, and questions tigers have for us. So remember, umping in my language means take care. So tigers, thank you so much for listening to me and umping!